7510. It's Lombard and Gilbert. I'm heading towards Milwaukee. I had a passenger trip as she came into the bus, and she got dizzy and her knee hurts a little bit.
Does she want medical?
She said she didn't need medical, but she's hurting pretty bad.
Okay, I need you to pull over, and while keyed down on the radio so it can be recorded, I want you to ask her if she wants medical.
While I do what? I'm sorry.
Basically, I want to hear you ask her if she wants medical, and I want to try to hear the response. That way it'll be documented.
Give me a second. Ma'am, do you need medical?
No.
Okay.
That's perfect. And the reason why I had you do that is because if she's stating that she's hurting pretty badly, I want to make sure it's on record that she denied medical in her own words. So can you tell me what is actually hurting her, and if she's willing to give you, I don't need it, but for your report, give you her name and contact number?
All right, do you want me to ask her when she gets off the bus?
I would probably ask her now. That way she's more likely to give it to you. When you do it when she's deboarding, she'll probably just say, hey, you know, never mind, and takes off. Give her a witness card and a pencil and let her fill it out. That way you can have her info for your report. And I'm going to send you some numbers. It's called an ACID number. And then I want you to give her the number to the claims department that's on your trip sheet. Make sure you give her the right number, because the other numbers are not published. I want you to give her the claims number that ends in 7688, and along with this ACID number, along with your bus number.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And where does this take place? I'm going to pull the data pack so that will tell the story, you know what I mean? So you were stopped, doors open. As she was boarding, she tripped on her own kind of thing. So where does this take place?
So it's, I don't remember the street, but it's Lombard. And as she was boarding, I could see she didn't put her feet all the way, so I started to lower the thing, and she still caught it and fell.
Okay, so I'll just put Lombard near Tyler. That's about four stops back. And I'll be like the general area. Does that sound about right?
That's correct.
All right, and then did you get the message I sent you? That I want you to give that number to her and the claims number with your bus number.
So the ACID number is the claims number?
The ACID number, when she calls the claim number, the 503-962-7688, she can give the ACID number to the person talking on the phone. That will let them know what she's talking about if she wants to try to file a claim with whatever.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.